The first thing we want to do is identify the motivation direction. This is going to give us the toward away conflicts. Okay, remember that's number 5, sequential incongruity. Sequential, so the toward away conflicts are going to come from, like here's a toward away, 40% toward, 60% away would be that pulling, right? This won't give us yet the toward-toward conflicts. So as you look at these values, that's the next thing we want to do. So once we found the motivation direction, then we want to look at these values. And do you notice any of these values that are in conflict with each other as you look at them? So just go ahead and take a look at your list and notice if you notice any. Or any type of conflict. She'll point out the conflict and then we'll figure out whether it's toward-toward or toward-away. And that'll be based upon motivation direction. All right, do you see any of those that seem appear to be in conflict?
Yeah, compensation and creativity.
Okay. Good. Interesting, huh? So compensation, and for everybody it might be different. So I'm just going to mark those out, compensation and creativity. Okay, any others that are in conflict with each other?
Oh, making a difference and respect. They don't like me to do different stuff. I work in a law office.
Okay. So...
they don't like...
compensation and creativity are in conflict. Making a difference in respect?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Making a difference and respect. Okay. Any others in conflict?
Let me see. Not really. Should I be picking out more? You want me to pick out more?
No, this is only if you see conflict in them. If you don't see any conflict, you don't see any conflict.
Okay. Well, I don't think so. Well, building relationships and better opportunities, when I leave, they're not real pleased, but...
okay, but is building relationships in context, or in conflict with better opportunities in your mind?
I don't think so, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Is that it?
I think so.
Okay. So we got two conflicts here. Now the way we know whether that's a toward-toward conflict or a away-away conflict is we're going to look at the value and notice if it's toward what they want or away from what they don't want. So we're going to look at the motivation direction on each value. Yeah. Right.
Then she followed up with, because they don't like me to be different or make a difference, okay?
Right, and she's moving from this career to another.
So my question is, are we looking just where she is, or where, in other words, maybe she works in a place where they suppress creativity, right?
Right.
Is that, another way to put it, are we looking at strictly internal conflicts?
I would look at it as an internal conflict because if you clear up the internal conflict, it will either change in her workplace or she'll change and go get the other job that she's saying that she wants anyway.
So is respect and making a difference in conflict inside of you or just where you work because of the way your boss is? How does that
work? I think it seems to me more like it's external.
It appears external, but the external is a reflection of the internal. So we clear the context. We're going to clear the conflict internally, and then the external will work itself out.
Even if it appears external, accept it as a conflict.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and now here, let's look at the first thing you do is you find the motivation direction by asking them why is that important, getting the poundage, and then designating a toward and away from component on each one, or some of them could be totally toward, or some of them are totally away. That's possible as well. Once you've got the motivation direction on each value, then you're going to look for toward-toward conflict, or then you're going to look for the other types of conflicts. So you're just going to turn the list to the client, and you're going to say, are any of these values in conflict with each other? And she said, why, yes. Compensation, for me, is in conflict with creativity, and respect is in conflict with making a difference. So I'm just going to mark those down. Now, the way we know if it's a toward-toward conflict, a toward-away conflict, or an away-away conflict is by the motivation direction on each one of the particular values.
Motivation direction.
Yeah. Look at the toward away conflict, number five, are going to be these ones. These are toward away conflicts on the value. Okay, so she's got toward away conflicts on each one of these values. Toward conflicts are just two values that are in conflict with each other. That were, if they were totally toward values and they were in conflict, that would be a toward conflict. Toward away conflicts, away from conflicts are when you've got two values in conflict with each other that simultaneously have 100% away from or a significant portion of away from on the motivation direction. Let's look at these. So we've got respect and, what was it, respect and making a difference?
Yep.
Respect and making a difference. Making a difference is 70% toward, and respect is 20% toward, I'm sorry, 30% toward. So that we would kind of look at that as being a toward conflict, or a, we could even call it a toward away conflict because of the disparities. Compensation and creativity, that's primarily, they're both primarily away from. I would look at those as being away, that as being an away from conflict just because of the percentage of away from on each of those respective values. Right? So,
the respect, making a difference one is toward away. Is that what you said?
Respect and make a difference.
Because one is a 30% toward,
yes.
And the other one's a 70% toward.
Yeah. So. I'm just going to, it was respect and making a difference?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to identify that that way.
So show me an example of a toward away.
Toward away? She's got toward away on this value, she's got toward away on this value, she's got toward away on that value. So those are toward away conflicts. She's also got a toward away conflict on between respect and making a difference. Technically you've got a toward away conflict between conflicting values. Whereas on compensation and creativity, that's an away from conflict because they're both primarily away from and the values themselves are in conflict as well. Goes either way. Yeah. I would call it a toward away conflict still. Yeah. So now what we're going to do, and by the way, this gives us a good map for what's going on in somebody's life. Yeah? Jeez. So this gives us a good map for what's going on in somebody's life. This gives us a tremendous amount of information for assisting them in making personal transformation in their life as well. Yeah. So our next step to this exercise is I want you to take go with the same partners that you were working with. We're going to go into groups of three again, and you're going to first off get the motivation direction on each one. Then you're going to turn the value stack to them and notice if there's any toward conflicts inside the value stack or any values that are in conflict with each other. So identify all the away froms in the client's value structure. And the meta person or the observer is going to give feedback afterwards once again. So after one person's done, the meta person will give a sandwich feedback saying, this is what you did right. This is what I thought could use improvement, but overall, this is what you did right. Now remember, there's no failure, there's only feedback. So be really good at taking feedback. If you want to be excellent in your life, you've got to be really good at taking feedback. Even if it's feedback you don't agree with, you just listen to it and you say, okay, good, thank you. Yeah, and the better you get, the more challenging it is to get great feedback. Yeah. So, but be really good at taking feedback. Okay? So give her a hand. Thank you. Yes. Thanks for coming up. Ready, go. Same groups. How long do you think this should take? Depends on the person. Should take no more than the same time before, 20 minutes apiece maximum. Ready, begin.